Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quincy on the Law. This is Quincy Kipto. The time is 5:30 a.m. The date is the 13th of April, 2022. And we're here for another episode of Quincy on the Law. Now, I can't seem to get this topic out of my system. This topic on presidential immunity. And I feel that I need to address it in extenso. Now, first things first. In order for you to understand and appreciate what has been termed as presidential immunity, it is important for you to read Section 14 of the repealed Constitution and Article 143 of the Constitution of Kenya 2010. If an authority entrusted to safeguard and or protect our Constitution drags its feet or fails to observe fundamental part of the Constitution involving the right of an individual or a group of people, is it right for the court to say that a transgressor is a sitting president and is out of our reach, therefore you are helpless and without any remedy? This debate has been around for a while, and scholars have had the occasion to comment on it. On this part, I will seek the words or advice or wisdom, rather, of a man called Frederick Yahweh, who delivered a paper on 25th March 2008. He divided his paper into two portions. One, he put forward the arguments for absolute presidential immunity, and on the second portion, he put forward the arguments against presidential immunity. So let's hear what he had to say. On the one hand, many Western and African political leaders are arguing that for a nation's president to have the power to successfully conduct the affairs of his or her country, he or she has to have absolute presumptive immunity. In exercising the duties and responsibilities of his or her office, a president of any country needs to have unlimited absolute immunity from all civil and criminal suits. Successful conduct of the office of the presidency requires presidential privilege and absolute immunity. In keeping within the scope and limitation of his or her authority and office, a president needs not be under any apprehension relative to the motive that controls his or her official and unofficial conduct in administering the affairs of the state. You see, presumptive and absolute immunity is representative of good governance in any state. Those in support of absolute presidential immunity contend that constitutionally, the legislative, the judiciary, and executive branches of a government are independent and should remain independent of each other at all times. Those were the crux of his arguments for. Let's look at his points on the arguments against. Okay, so while many people believe in absolute presidential immunity, this issue has always been and remains contentious because there are also many who believe in the doctrine of limited presidential power and control in a nation. Historically, presidential privilege has always conflicted with the doctrine of separate but equal distribution of powers amongst the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive branches of government. Those who believe in and support the doctrine of separation of powers have argued that the powers of the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive branches of a government are constitutionally separated but must remain coordinated and distributed equally among the three branches of government. The doctrine of separation of powers conflicts with the granting of absolute and unrestricted power to a president. Allowing a president to have absolute power could conflict with the provision of equal justice and human rights in any developed and developing society. It could be a troubling and terrifying environment if unrestricted and unchecked powers were to be granted to a former or current president. You see, our legal system is primarily intended or designed to give effective remedies and reliefs whenever the Constitution of Kenya is threatened with violation. And so, if public officers, including the president, fail to act, and their failure harms the interests of the public and rights of individual citizens, then the action or omissions are subject to judicial review. Now you will recall that Section 14 of the repealed Constitution, in Article 143 of the Constitution of Kenya 2010, make mention again about civil and criminal cases, but judicial review cases are of a unique nature. They are sui generis in Latin. They are neither criminal nor civil. And with that point, we'd like to conclude today's episode. This is Quincy on the Law. Please subscribe for more.